True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Sure, they've won three in a row. So the Nuggets right now, by the way, we've been kind of teasing it all morning. I haven't really discussed it. Nuggets just fired their head coach.
It's the most insane thing I've ever seen.
They just fired their head coach with... three games left to go in their season. It's the latest a coach has been fired, is tied for it anyways, since Hubie Brown, yes, that Hubie Brown, who's like a bajillion years old, I love you, Hubie, who still was calling games at a very high level at like 92, 93 years old, a Hall of Famer as far as I'm concerned, just as a person for basketball and an ambassador. But since Hubie Brown in 1980 and 81, it's been 45 years. It's insane.
Well, what's been fired that late into a season? Well, what I've noticed now, so you've got the Memphis situation where they fire their coach, what, about a week ago?
Taylor Jenkins gone. Yeah, a week or two ago.
All right. And then now you have the Nuggets doing this, and it's like, what is going on around the Warriors? Think about where we were 2 months ago before the Jimmy trade. And there's an alternate universe. I'm not saying the Warriors fire Steve Kerr midseason, but they're the team. The Warriors are the team that's got the fire. You know, what's the emoji where, or the meme, excuse me, where there's the guy sitting in the middle of the fire. Everything's fine.
Oh, the little dog like emoji where it's like, oh, everything's cool. Yeah, just chilling.
I mean, Phoenix
coffee. Yeah.
Think of where Phoenix was 2 months ago. Yeah. They thought they were going to get Jimmy Butler. All right. Phoenix was the team I feared. Like, oh my God, we're not better than Phoenix. And now they've completely imploded. The Memphis Grizzlies, although I still think they have a good shot in the playoffs.
No pun intended, they fired
their coach.
No pun intended.
Right? Yeah. Wow. And then it just feels like the Denver Nuggets, like, they're going to go through a reset this offseason. I don't know about this year. We'll see. But, like, everything's on the table.
They cleaned house, GM included.
That's what I'm saying.
As far as I'm aware, Memphis didn't fire their GM. It was just Taylor Jenkins, I'm pretty sure. So they didn't clean house fully. Nuggets are saying... and Stan Kroenke's son, who I guess is the majority who calls the shots there, the guy, Josh Kroenke, I think his name is. They fired not only Michael Malone, but the GM, Calvin Booth as well. Calvin Booth, by the way, looks like a combination of Mike Brown and Nicolas Cage. I can't unsee it. Someone said that on social yesterday, and now it's all I can see.
I've never heard that man's name until yesterday.
There you go.
No. I'm not even trying to be that guy.
Let's use those GMs in basketball. Yeah. It's one year out the other. But they clean house with three games to go. And that signals to me, like, and why does that matter if you're waking up and you're a Warriors fan?
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
They don't know what the hell they're doing over there. And they don't have a leader right now. Yeah, you have Jokic. And I don't even know if they're going to have Jamal Murray healthy enough. Like, he's day-to-day, week-to-week. I don't even know his status. Like, the fear factor for them, as far as I'm concerned, after yesterday's firing with Michael Malone, it's gone. I don't have zero fear of that team at all.
What they kind of remind me of is, and it's different, but they remind me of Philly 2 years ago. I'm talking about in the NFL, where there was clearly locker room stuff and their team is extremely talented, but whatever it is, chemistry, head coach and players not on the same page, players not on the same page.
Yeah.
Just the toxicity around the Nuggets is shocking to me because I believe them to be a very talented team. And yet now I'm like, oh, they've got one and done written all over them.
Well, remember,
is that too harsh?
No, it's not at all, which is crazy to say because we kept talking about, you know, Western Conference, like, all right, yeah, the Thunder. I don't think any of us are believing them. So what is that group that we actually are believing in yet? Because we have to have the Thunder prove it to us first. Get to a finals.
I hear you. I give them a little more benefit of the doubt than maybe the average person
sure,
does.
But the Nuggets, they've won a title recently, right?
They have the best player on the planet.
Best player on the planet, and maybe one of the greatest top. He might go down as a top 10 player of all time. Nikola Jokic is unbelievable. Steve Kerr was just talking about him as maybe the greatest center of all time in his post game after they beat the Nuggets on Friday last week.
When you say his name, Joe, and when I find out that they fired the coach,
Jokic signed off on that. Absolutely.
My brain says to me one of two things. A, he hated the coach. Or B, he's on his way out the door because it's the NBA. These disgruntled superstars, they're gone.
If I'm an owner right now, I saw the Luka Doncic thing a couple months ago. I am scared to death if I'm in Memphis and I could lose John Morant, my cash cow, or I could lose if I'm here in Denver and I could lose Nikola Jokic. Lord knows no one's watching these Denver Nuggets games locally anyways. Just imagine if you lose Nikola Jokic. It's going to tank.
I'm telling you, my head, and I know, don't laugh at me. Just let me say this. Don't laugh at me. The minute I saw the news about Mike Malone, my immediate pivot was, oh, he's going to team up with Luka Doncic in L.A., and they're going to find a way to either keep LeBron or three-way trade LeBron
out of town.
Who's going
to team up with him? Jokic?
Jokic.
What?
Yes. They're best friends. They're buddies. Everybody talks about it. I know.
The Baltic states?
Conspiracy theories. The conspiracy theory people are all in agreement. They're nodding their head with me.
Oh, there it is.
The Lakers find a way to get the disgruntled multi-time Hall of Famer, like multi-time MVP Hall of Fame talent. Just mark my words. Jokic to the Lakers will be a thing this offseason. Mark my words.
Do they have odds on this? Is this a thing? They
do, actually.
What are the odds?
And what are the odds?
After Michael Malone got fired, real quick, I'll set it up. Michael Malone gets fired. They already had odds up of Nikola Jokic's next team. That's not the Nuggets.
Yeah. Come on, Kings, tonight. But keep going.
The Lakers are plus 500, actually. And the next team after that is plus 1,000. So the Lakers are heavy.
They're the number one by far. I'm telling you, dude. If you don't think they're in on...
Fit Los Angeles. He doesn't want to go to the Lakers. Denver, Colorado is perfect for Jokic.
I guess my overall point is this. Forget next year. For this year, right now, Denver, if I had them at threat level 10, right, on a scale of 1 to 10 for the Warriors, threat level 10, for the Warriors to get through them, that's how much I feared them. Now I'm down to like 6.5.
I don't fear anyone in the West right now.
I still have to give them respect.
Which is crazy if I'm a if I'm a Warriors fan right now, like, there is zero fear factor with any of these teams. You know why? I just beat the Lakers in basically wire-to-wire fashion. Pods balled out against them. Moody was balling out at times against them. Kuminga was balling out. All my young guys stepped up on the road against them, right? Jimmy Butler made some key baskets. Draymond Green was knocking down shots. Like, I have zero fear when it comes to them. I get it. LeBron James is LeBron James. Luka, he had a bad game. We'll see. Austin Reeves was cooking it. But J.J. Redick, really? And that's what it comes back to me. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And as always, it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Like, now that Malone's gone, there's only what? Let me look at the Western Conference right now. Two championship head coaches, two head coaches that have won championships, and only one that has remained with that squad in the West, because Ty Lue did it with Cleveland and LeBron. He hasn't done it with the Clippers. It's been Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr with the Warriors, and that matters to me.
What about
in
Ime?
All these playoff scenarios?
Ime went to a final.
Didn't win one.
Okay.
That, there is cachet to that, right? Okay. Like, do we give Kyle Shanahan, like, he got to a couple, didn't win the big one.
Yeah, I still think highly of him.
That's fine. But do you think higher of Sean McVay because he did win one a little bit?
Well, of course. But I'm saying, like, I don't.
But that's the difference is what I'm saying.
No doubt. I'm probably going to give Ime Udoka as much benefit of the doubt as I would Ty Lue.
Okay. That fair enough. If you want to do that, fair enough. But I'm saying we need to give Steve Kerr his flowers and have confidence in this team because of the head coach and because he's going to put his young guys in positions to succeed now. Like, the interim for the Nuggets, hey, buddy, you got three games and you got the playoffs. Figure it out. And again, like, it's an interim head coach, and I don't know how much expectations are really going to be, hey, give the ball to Jokic, let's figure it out. I don't know. But the Nuggets, I look at different. The Grizzlies, I look at different. Now, could they have, and it's funny I bring up the guy, a Ty Lue type of thing where Ty Lue took over a team halfway through the season. Wasn't this late, but halfway through the season for David Blatt, who got fired in Cleveland. And they won the whole damn thing 3-1. We all know it was 2016. But yeah, the greatest player maybe of all time in LeBron James. It's a little bit different. Having said that, the Nuggets do have maybe one of the greatest players of all time in Nikola Jokic. So maybe it's, you know, apples to apples or apples to oranges. I'm not sure. But I'm feeling a hell of a lot better, I say all that to say,
I would agree
about the Warriors' chances because of their head coach going into some of these matchups. Like, who are you taking head coach-wise? J.J. Redick? Steve Kerr. Taking Steve Kerr. Who are you taking? Mark Daigneault over with the Thunder or Steve Kerr? Taking Steve Kerr 10 times out of 10.
There is also a conversation, Joe, and I want your feedback on this. I want the audience's feedback on this. It is crazy to me how self-destructive players, organizations, and just people in life can be. You know, so you hear the term like your own worst enemy. Sometimes just being stable is winning. And I think about Brooks Koepka as it's Masters week. And just hear me out on this cross sport analogy.
Give me the twinkle.
He goes, hey, look, at the Masters, there's, let's say, 75 guys, approximately, that get invited to go to the Masters. He goes, just cross off half of them, right before the week even starts, because they're just in a bad mental space, or for whatever reason, the course gets into their head, and psychologically, they have no chance to compete.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now I'm really only competing against, like, 35 guys, give or take. And then of those 35, another half of them are just going to have a bad week athletically for whatever reason. X, Y, and Z, they don't hit the ball well. I'm really only competing against 17 guys. Like, that's the way he views it.
Sure.
And then now I look at sports. Look at how many self-destructive teams there are. Let's just go to the NBA. Charlotte, before the season even starts, has no chance of winning a championship, right? And you could say in any sport, there's five or six bottom feeders that because their roster's no good, they have no chance. Then you go to the next tier of teams, and it's like the middle ground. The Chicago Bulls and the Kings,
the Trailblazers,
mired in not just mediocrity, ineptitude, front office ineptitude. You pick dummy players who have horrible IQs. You put together rosters that don't make sense. You have constant, you know, roster turnover, coaching turnover, GM turnover. There's no stability. You're eliminated before the season even starts. You're just eliminating half the league, if not more, off just being stable. And then I think about this year, teams that I thought were more stable, the Memphis Grizzlies, your leader. And this is why I go back to leadership being important. Mm-hmm. As I rail on guys like LaMelo Ball, I like Ja Morant. He's a hell of a player. But when push comes to shove and you're the face of the organization and the ball's in your hand.
You see the celebration yesterday, by the way, the grenade toss? Is he going to get in trouble again? Grenades are off limits, right? We're okay there.
No, don't talk about that.
Sorry, JB.
He's the face of their organization. The ball will be in his hand down the stretch, and he's a spectacular player. But when the chips are in the middle of the table, I'm like, this guy's going to do something stupid. As spectacular as an athlete as he is, as great as a player as he is, he's going to do something stupid. Then I look up at Denver, and I go, and like the Memphis is self-imploding, right? They're talented. They're self-imploding. They fired their coach.
They have one three in a row.
Okay, but do you trust Ja?
Do I trust him as the face of my organization? Probably not right now, but do I trust him maybe in the last couple minutes to like strike fear into me as an opposing fan? A little bit.
Yeah, no, sure. Yes. But I'm talking big picture.
No,
I'm talking championship.
Not right. No, I don't think they're a championship team.
But I don't think you seriously as a championship contender.
But the roster also, like, I don't. It's fine.
No, but I think the point being said is that you, if you're not reliable and if you're not stable, you're literally mathematically eliminating yourself. It's crazy to me. Then I look at Denver. This is happening four games left in the season. There's not a chance in hell that some guy and a new GM or whoever you're going to put in is going to find a way to strategically utilize the roster better than what Mike Malone has done over the last. I mean, he did win a championship, for crying out loud. He did. He was the orchestrator of whatever you think Jokic, and he gets a lot of credit. He did figure out whatever their combinations are with their personnel to maximize him to be a 3-time MVP. Okay? He's not a moron.
No, he brought them their first ever title, right? I don't think Denver Nuggets had ever won a title prior to that. Maybe they've gotten to a final. No, they didn't even, right? Not even
okay.
Close. Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns. We just watched them last night. They're a dumpster fire. The Warriors have stayed true. And as much as it's frustrated me at times with Steve Kerr, I recognize he's a great coach. As crazy as Joe Lacob might come off, he's been pretty calm and collective in not making the crazy erratic move, like swinging a deal for a Bradley Beal that could tank your entire roster. They've stayed steady. They have been stable. They've been cautious. Now, they made a bold move in Jimmy, all right? It's a bold move. My God, look at the alternate universe around the Warriors and just praise the Lord that we've been as patient as we have and as pragmatic as they have, and they haven't done the wild move. You know what the wild move was? Immediately trading Jordan Poole for 50-year-old Chris Paul, and it didn't work out. Those erratic moves never work out in the NBA.
That's a great point. 888-957-9570 to the firing of Michael Malone. Change your thoughts on how you view the Denver Nuggets as a potential matchup in the playoffs. Like, I look at them now, if I'm a Warriors fan, like, yeah, they're in shambles. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Jokic is getting odds now to the Lakers. Like, is he on his way out? Jamal Murray, we don't know with his injury status. Like, all of a sudden, it went from a week ago, maybe you want to avoid the Nuggets, to the first round. I get you with the altitude thing. Like, I don't hate that matchup now, though. Like, I just don't.
What's going on in that locker room, though?
What's going on in the NBA when we're just firing head coaches out of one championships within a couple of years? We did it with Frank Vogel. I get it. Yeah. The bubble. We did it with Budenholzer. Gone, right? In Milwaukee.
He's coaching Phoenix, and the poor guy might get fired there. The poor guy looks lost.
Ty Lue, right? With the Cavs. Like, he got the axe. And then now we see this. There's just, and I'm probably missing someone else, but like, Monty Williams, well, he didn't win one, but I hear
Nick
you.
Nurse. Adoka.
Nick Nurse, thank you. Nick Nurse is another
Patience
one.
Patience is underrated.
Thank you.
And I raise my hand as the most impatient of all. I acknowledge that I'm impatient.
Does winning breed more patience, though? So when you're not even competing for other titles, so I look at, you know, the stability, all those teams that you mentioned with the lack of stability, but I'll name you the Spurs, the Heat, and the Warriors, all those head coaches, and I know Pop has been interim and he's been missing time and they've been very good the last few years, obviously, but he's the respect level is through the roof when it comes to Greg Popovich. So you got the Spurs there, championships, dynasties.
Yeah.
You got Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, championships, getting to finals, It's built in there. Heat culture. It's Eric Spoelstra. It's Pat Riley. And then Steve Kerr, who's now had two different GMs, with Bob Myers and now Mike Dunleavy. And we're finally seeing this new regime come to fruition here. And maybe they go on a deep run and things change. But it is very interesting to see the correlation of multiple titles, one rather than just one. And that's only thing I could point to is all those teams have won multiple titles and have sustained excellence. And those other ones have been maybe one and done and haven't gotten back to that final stage. Obviously, Michael Malone didn't. He only got to one, and it's been disappointing. Last year, I think the way it ended for the Nuggets last year was kind of eye-opening for me.
Okay.
Having that game seven at home and just Anthony Edwards and those boys just obliterating you. It was pretty crazy.
Well, and I do think that that's a great point. But I also do think, like, sometimes injuries set your franchise back. You know, we saw it with Klay Thompson. It set the Warriors back. And look, he overcame it. He came back, whatever. But everyone would admit, like, yeah, him not being prime two-way Klay changed how you build a team dramatically. And I look at Chris Bosh and the blood clots. That ended the Heat. They could have still been good had Chris Bosh been able. I know LeBron left them. They could have still been okay. Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers, as much as the Paul George thing has been a failure, couldn't you say injuries are as much as the dysfunction and all? Injuries are important. Jamal Murray not being Jamal Murray is a big part of why the Nuggets are where they're at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.